Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about getting prepared for sales before sending out offers.
Not too prepared.
Great show today, Jill. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, the free online community there.
Okay, cool. But seriously, we'll laugh about this because there's ways you can be too prepared, and we'll cover that too.
Analysis paralysis. Yes, we will. That's a good point.
Exactly. Okay, so here's the question. George asked, I can devote a strong 10 to 20 hours a week to this business. I have not mailed a single piece yet, still listening to the DVDs on a first run. How many direct pieces would you drop on that schedule a month to keep the deal flow flowing? Love it. I know.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I would say, because our 1500 is a pretty good thing. If you could devote that much time, if you can get it into a system that maybe around the middle of the month or whatever your cycle is and just keep doing every 30 days, like 1500 offers going out at a time and don't look back, it's going to work. Jack?
Oh, 1500 has always been the magic number. I think 1500 the first month for sure. And then take a look. So you want to turn it into a cycle. If I was just brand new and I really was comfortable sending out data, I would do 1500 the first shot and then probably about 1000 the second month. Take a deep breath and see if it's too little, too much. But that seems to be the magic number as long as you're scrubbing the data properly. Mm-hmm. And then get on a 15-unit cycle, you're going to get some serious deal flow coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And get creative about the counties that you're using. That's the key, too.
Right. And once you find one, this is what our members figure out, too. Once you, you have a knock-it-out-of-the-park mailer, stay with that county. You know, like, oh my gosh, look, I did so great on the 5 acres. Now I'm going to reach all the people with 10 acres. Now I'm going to reach all the 20 acres, you know, and stay with that.
Yeah, you're going to find a little specialization. That's not really what the show is about, but a real quick example is we have a member who, for a lot of reasons, chose to go through to help this person with settle an asset in an estate. And it's really just a matter of filing some papers and stuff, paperwork with the counties.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's his specialization.
Exactly. So now we all go to him.
Yeah, it'll find you like that. So, but that's a good question. It's a very good question to ask. But go out with 1500. Don't go out with 200 just to see what happens. That's right. Really dangerous.
Exactly.
Because if nothing happens, you get all upset.
Exactly. Thank you, Jack.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, it's the meat of the show, getting prepared for sales before sending out offers. Jill.
Take it away. This is kind of my area, Jack. We just relaunched our website yesterday. Yay. And as Jack and I were really kind of, we had to rewrite some things on our founders' descriptions about each other. And it was interesting reading yours, Jack, and reading mine, how it really comes out your strengths and where you are and then how different I am. And it's so great because in a real healthy way, boy, do we complement each other. And I cannot imagine being this successful on my own. There's just no way.
Me either.
You know, it's so interesting. And so when we talk about sales and psychology things, I love it. Though you know it all, you know, this is one of the areas that I have the most experience in, and I get to share some of my stuff. So thank you.
Yeah.
So I have 3 points I want to make about being ready for sales before you flip the switch, like this guy George is about to do. One is be ready, but not too ready. So you want to have a mental game plan. You want to think about how this is going to go. You want to have, you know, you're kind of script ready, you know, whatever it is to help you when offers start coming in or potential sellers start calling you back. You want to have that thought out. You want to have your website, you know, ready. You want to have some, you know, some things like that going. It doesn't have to be perfect. So, but ready. And so that's where I say not too ready. Don't spend $4,000 in 4 months making your website perfect before you do a mailer.
Great advice.
Don't get a pretty office and fancy business cards and, you know, the perfect office chair and the, you know, all that stuff before you send an offer.
There's two ways to start a company, in my opinion. By the seat of your pants, like most of us do it. And so you just want to do enough to not embarrass yourself and establish some revenue. And the second way is, and you read about this in the paper, and this is how private equity groups do it, is you raise a bunch of money, several million dollars, you get professional people, professional website developers, and you spend that private equity group's money. And you give away usually half of the equity in the company to do that. And like Uber started like that, you know, and they needed to because they needed to develop an app that's lickety-split perfect.
Right.
That's not how we roll here. Yeah. Jill paints a picture. She's done it several times over the years where your pencils are all in a cup on your desk.
Exactly.
Go ahead and paint
your
it again.
Your business card. You got your tape dispenser. Everything matches.
Everything smells nice.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, okay, now we can flip the open sign on the door and now we're ready for customers. No, don't do that. So that's what I mean when I say be ready, but not too ready. Yeah. So that's point number one. Point number two is, as you're getting prepared for sales before you send offers here, don't stress. And I talk to people, I do consulting on this stuff too. Don't stress too much about your people calling you back, and don't be afraid to answer the phone. They don't know what to say also. So I always tell folks, you know, be ready. It's okay. Yeah, you're going to make a few mistakes. Have a cheat sheet there. And, you know, there's going to be some things people call you back and you're going to go, oh, shoot, I forgot to ask them that. So what? Call them back. Hi, Mr. Smith. I totally forgot to ask you. Is your wife able to sign? Because I noticed she's on the paperwork here. Or I'm setting up the notary and I forgot to ask your address. That's okay. You know, don't be afraid. And, you know, to make little mistakes, they don't know what you know or don't know. I mean, this is new to them too. When I say they, I mean the sellers and you're working on, you know, buying these properties.
Sales 101, you know, I've always been told this and I truly believe it. The more contact you have with somebody, the better. Mm-hmm. So if you're calling back with a question, not like a sales pitch, mm-hmm. oh, geez, I forgot to ask you this, Mr. Smith, is everybody available to sign? Mm-hmm. You're further now establishing the relationship and the trust legitimately, don't mm-hmm. you think? I mean, sales is your area, but.
Yeah, don't purposely do it.
Yeah, right.
But if you forget, you know, something, you don't want to sound like you're not with it, you know, and don't make 18 phone calls back and say, oh, I'm establishing trust. I called them 18 times. No, now you're starting to sound like you don't have your act together. But if you do forget a little something, have your notes ready. You know, think about what do you need to know? I mean, and just mm-hmm. have those simple notes ready. I have a cheat sheet that I share, and I'm going to put it out on our website at some point now that we have a new website. Yay! I am going to publish that for everyone to copy and download and share, and I'm going to put it in one of our member newsletters here soon, too, of my little thing of what I'm asking people and so I don't forget to say little things like, you know, things I've learned over the years, like, do you have anything else to sell? You know, that's a great mm-hmm. one.
I mean, oh, yeah, Joe, so, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so when you have this in your head and you have your little cheat sheet, your cheat sheet's going to be constantly evolving and changing, and you're going to, you know, you'll get better and better and better about this. So that's number two. And then point number three is about getting ready for sales before you send offers is hang in there. 10 deals from now, you'll feel like a pro. That's really it.
Right.
So, yeah, you're going to goof up. Expect it. Are you going to make mistakes? Heck yeah. Expect it. Be ready for it. Don't get upset. Don't get hung up on it. Don't let it bring you down. Expect you're going to go up. I'm not going to do that one again. Because, you know, it's going to happen. And like I said, if you hang in there, 10 deals is a good number. When you have 10 acquisitions and preferably 10 sales in there, you've gone 10 properties through the whole cycle. You're staring at a nice bank balance.
Right.
And you're feeling good.
Hopefully.
Exactly. And B, now you got the gist of it. You got this.
Yeah, I mean, and you want to just concentrate on getting past that first deal because it's going to be ugly. Your first deal is not going to be your best you know, your best work. I, you know, and it's a, the old adage goes, everybody remembers their first real estate deal, you know, like you remember your first kiss and all that stuff. So, you know, I remember every last detail. I remember the seller, the buyer, the whole thing of my first deal. And it was not pretty.
That's so funny. I don't. Isn't that hilarious?
Really?
No. Mine all blur together. I know specific deals because they were like so, I only remember because they were so knock it out of the park. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we just made that.
Yeah. I doubled my money.
Thing. So.
And I sat down and I said, this is what I want to do.
Right.
You know, I didn't think, I knew it wasn't a fluke. And it wasn't through a mailer or anything. I just found a, I found a property, and this is how long ago it was, in the 90s. I found a property in the paper, in the classified ads in the paper. And I cleaned it all up. I bought it for cash, cleaned it all up, and sold it.
It's fantastic.
For double.
I love it.
Like, just by changing the environment that it was being sold in.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, yeah, you'll feel like a pro. 10 deals in. You got this. Jackson.
Any last advice for getting prepared for sales before sending out offers, Joe?
I don't start to say. Support. Here's the biggest difference right now. When you started this, Jack, you had no one. When I started this, I had you. Now anybody starting this has so much.
As us and everybody in our group.
Exactly. Like for free. Like our podcast, well, there's one. You know, all our blogs, there's two. Our website, all kinds of stuff, there's three. And our online community, there's four. There's so much out there. And maybe a TV show coming or something soon.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
I mean, right now we do something called data review and deal review. And you can schedule it with me and I'll look at your I'll look at the data before you send it to the printer. And mm-hmm. I'll say, yeah, this is probably going to work. Or wait, you know, you totally missed the mark on one detail here. And the same thing with deals. If you go on our website, there's a collection of deal reviews on a video that I made. And it is a video of me talking to a member, a series of phone calls, one member. And the properties that he purchased and how it goes. So it's actually pretty cool stuff. You're right, Jill. There's a ton of support.
Yeah.
That's why we do this.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We'll use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Man, that first deal brings me back.
Does it?
Yeah.
Give me a funny one. Give me like a deal that went totally sideways that you're like, oh, I screwed that up.
All right. I'm trying not to get upset about it. There was a guy that was on my A-list for quite some time, and this is his negotiation tactic. And he and I, wholesalers like this, they all do business with each other, right? And okay. Some of them have ethics and some of them don't. And this guy does not.
Oh.
His initials are as follows. DW. So his tactic is to agree on a price and review everything and agree on the properties. And then an hour before payment is made and there's contact at the very end. These are huge deals, by the way.
Yep.
500 unit property deals. They're not like 140. We haven't done anything with this guy in years. And he says, you know, I did some research and I just can't pay the price that I agreed to.
Yep.
And so, you know, there was one time, the first time he did it, I said, all right, you know what? I'll split it with the guy and that's it. I didn't even look at it as a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, you know, maybe this guy's right. And then the third time it happened, we just don't do deals with him anymore.
Uh-huh. So, I know you're talking about, yeah.
I mean, and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not 140 acre property.
So
for
many properties, like buying a huge list. That's just not cool.
Yeah. So that's, you know, if you're brand new at this, don't be that guy. There's better ways to negotiate.
That's so funny. Oh, that's hilarious.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.